for so many of us, music is such an important part of the holiday season. A certain melody can bring back a flood of memories and feelings. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Today, we'll celebrate the music of the season with pianist and composer Dan Knight. But we need something from you, too. We need your stories today. Share a story about a song that means something to you, and Dan will play it. You can call us at 866-780-9100. You can send us an email at talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org or post on our Facebook page. Join the celebration after the news. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Charity Nebbe. Today, we're going to celebrate the music of the holiday season with you and with pianist and composer Dan Knight. If there is a song that is special to you, if it brings back a special memory or reminds you of someone you love, give us a call. Tell us a story about that song, and Dan will play it.
That's the deal.
Right. And yes. Dan will play anything. Truly a remarkable ability. 866-780-9100. You can also send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org, or you can also post on our Facebook page, Iowa Public Radio. 866-780-9100 is the number to call. And Dan, is there a song lately that's been in your brain going around in the holiday season?
The song that's been going lately in my brain is one I'm doing. I'm going to be doing it Saturday evening at the Corville Center for Performing Arts. It's a Christmas song that's Catalonian. It's from Spain, and it's a song called "The Song of the Birds." So it was a favorite song of Pablo Casals, and he used it as the song of the Spanish diaspora. So he left Spain when General Franco came into the country and they lost their freedom. So I just kind of renovated that and kind of picked that song back up, and I like to play the melody with my left hand. So that's the song that's been going through my brain along with 1,000 others this morning. I woke myself up at like 4 o'clock this morning singing Christmas carols. So
oh, wonderful.
I'm ready to go.
Wonderful. That's great. We seem to be having a little bit of trouble with our phones right now. Strangely. So maybe you could give us a little bit of a preview of that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this a good friend of mine heard something on NPR on KSUI, and they were listening to the last Beethoven sonata, the sonata that Beethoven wrote, one of the final things before he passed away, and there's this big trill that people have to do, this kind of thing like this, just for like about 15 seconds. And this guy called me on the phone. He said, "Can you do that?" And I said, 15 seconds. I said, "Try for about like 15 minutes. So I sat down in about 14 minutes and 30 seconds of playing this thing. And my wife looked at me and she said, "Look, you do this for another 30 seconds, I'm going shopping." So I had to look for a song that I could use it with. So I thought, okay, the Song of the Birds. So I thought, okay, it makes the sound of the birds really nicely. So for those of you who can't see this, obviously this is radio. I play part of the trill, this part with my thumb and my first finger, and this part up there with my. You can see it's a little more even now. This is a plastic Steinway, but those two are with my fourth and fifth finger. So when you do the two of them together, and you move it around. So you actually have to use your finger muscles for the whole process.
Oh, wow.
It just makes it kind of interesting. So, and it's kind of fun to do it in the course of telling the story. It's really even more fun.
I'm not getting any communication from anyone around here. It looks like the phones are not working, but no one is telling me what's going on. So I can't report on that definitively, but send us an email with your story right now at talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. So, Dan, on Saturday night, you'll be performing at the Coralville Center for the Performing Arts, a Dan Knight Christmas.
Yes.
You'll be performing along with singer and actress Marcia Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about the concert.
Oh, the concert's just going to be great fun. We're actually even going to have a visit. The word is out. We're having a visit from St. Nick himself. the Mr. Claus. Word is out he's going to be there for a cameo appearance. Of course, the guy's busy. He's getting ready for a lot of things that he's got going on Christmas Eve. But Marcia Hughes is coming down, and Marcia's just fantastic. I mean, Marcia has sung everything. She can do everything from Patsy Cline to opera. And she does it all with a lot of ease and a great deal of grace and a lot of showmanship on top of that. And Marcia was the narrator for our Christmas oratorio that we did last year. So I talked with her early on this year, and I said, you know, we're probably not going to do the Christmas oratorio again, but we have to come and do something. So so she and I put together this beautiful little show, and we're just doing Christmas standards. We stole a lot from the Ella Fitzgerald Oscar Peterson songbook. So if you love the music of Ella Fitzgerald, you're going to love
the show. That's been on constant play in my car lately.
See, yeah. So we'll have that and some songs for the kids I'll Be Home for Christmas and a really great way. The thing's going to kick off with this like burning version of Jingle Bells. It just rolls right down.
Oh, wonderful.
It's just great
and
fun.
The phones are working again now.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
You can join us with your story, 866-780-9100. You can send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. And again, 866-780-9100 is the number to call. The way this works is you tell us a story about a song that means something to you, and Dan will play that song. And Dan, how does that work in your brain? Because you didn't bring a fake book of Christmas carols.
Well, you know, I was a precocious little kid. As I can imagine, you probably figured out already, because I ended up being a precocious adult. And when I was 3 years old or so, I just remember singing. Everybody in our family sang. We sang at breakfast. We sang at lunch. We sang everywhere. And it was just no big deal that everybody knew all the songs on Hit Parade, which, you know, those of you who were younger, it was back when they actually had top 40 songs. So they would take the top 10 songs of that week, and then somebody would perform them on air, on television, live. You'd have to be pretty dumb not to know how much is that doggy in the window if they sang it every week for 32 weeks, you know. So, but I could sing all of these songs, and I didn't know it, but I had perfect pitch. So I could go to a musical instrument and just sing along until I found the pitch that was the right, that matched the pitch that I was singing. So I taught myself to play by ear when I was 4 years old. Oh. And I started taking lessons when I was 5. So that's how it kind of all started, because all these songs are running around in my head anyway. And my teacher taught me to memorize everything. So I had to memorize it before I could perform it in public, which is a good thing, because it's a lot easier to carry around that way. So consequently, I have this kind of like storehouse of songs and other useless information.
And let's see if Kevin's song is in there. Hi, Kevin.
Good morning.
Hi, what's your story?
My story? Well,
yeah,
I actually was calling in to...
Tell me a story about one of the songs.
Oh, a story about one of the songs. I don't know if I actually have a story per se about one of the songs, but I was actually calling in to make a request this morning, if that's possible.
Please. Well, sure, you can make a request, but part of the deal is you have to tell us your favorite Christmas story. What happened to you? So if you share that, then you share your story and I'll play the song for you, hopefully.
Favorite Christmas story. You know, I'll share with you real quickly. This happened probably 15 to 20 years ago, and I still have the video of this. I was borrowed a friend's camcorder, a videotape recorder, and took it to a family gathering for unwrapping gifts, and was videotaping folks while we were unwrapping gifts. And it was funny, only after playing this back, I realized that I had a family member that was running around picking up wrapping paper. And also in attendance was a very young nephew at the time. And behind the back of the family member who was picking up wrapping paper, unbeknownst to me, I had caught on videotape my young nephew pulling wrapping paper back out of the bag, only wanting to play with it. So.
Wonderful.
It's a cute story. And I guess you really have to see the video. But
I love it.
You know, when you want to give the perfect gift to a one-year-old, wrap up an empty box.
Exactly. Wrapping paper was more fun than the actual contents of the box.
See,
absolutely. And what song would you like to hear, Kevin?
I would like to hear, Dan, could you please play Santa Baby, please?
Oh, sure. Of course, Ella Kay, who was it? Eartha Kitt is playing in my head right now.
And everyone else's, too. So, Kevin, is that a favorite, or does that date back to a certain time in your life? Does that transport you somewhere?
Well, it is. I mean, it's been played in a number of by a number of different artists. But one of the recollections I have, there's a Morgan Freeman and the late Jessica Tandy starred in a movie called Driving Miss Daisy, and it was used in that movie during a Christmas setting. So that's one of my connections to that song. But it's a great song.
Great, Kevin. Thank you so much for your call.
And thank you for your story.
Thank you, and have a great day.
Thank you. Same with you.
You can join our conversation at 866-780-9100. You tell us a story about a song that you love, and Dan will play that song. We got this email from David in Grinnell. He says, as a non-Christian living in a Christian-majority country, one of my favorites is Jackson Browne's Rebel Jesus. It always reminds me of what the spirit of the holiday is about, and that's one I don't know.
Oh, I'm going to have to dig in the archives of my beady little brain here for that, because I've heard it. I've heard it a bunch, and I remember when he did it, but I don't know if I can play it right now. So I'll roll the tape. That's the way I refer to it, and see if I can come up with it maybe a little later today.
All right. You can give us a call at 866-780-9100. You can also send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. And we're coming up on a break here. Why don't we play into the break with a little Santa Claus is coming to town?
Oh, yes.
You're listening to Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. Join our conversation, 866-780-9100. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe, and today, a very special holiday show that has not been going technically very well so far, Dan. But with me in the studio is pianist and composer Dan Knight. And the way that this is supposed to work is that the phones are going to work and the keyboard's going to work and everything's going to work great now. And you give us a call at 866-780-9100, or you send an email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. You tell us a story about a song, a Christmas song, a holiday song that means something to you, and Dan will play it. 866-780-9100 is the number to call, and Caitlin is on the line from Marshalltown. Hi, Caitlin.
Hey, Caitlin.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. What would you like to talk about?
Well, I decided to call in because I'm staying with my Aunt Sally in Marshalltown, Iowa, and she is a huge fan of the Peanuts Christmas Carol song, The Snoopy Dance.
Oh. So,
and I love it because every time that song comes on, no matter where she is, since she's been a kid, she will start doing the Snoopy dance. So I'm hoping she's a professor at the community college. I'm hoping she's listening right now. And that.
Oh, I think I know the one you're talking about. It's the Linus and Lucy one.
Yes.
This one? All right. Okay, cool. Yes. 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 Excellent. Thank you.
Yay!
Caitlin, thanks so much for your call.
Thank you very much.
Not necessarily a traditional holiday song, but definitely something a lot of us associate with the holidays of that wonderful music that Vince Guaraldi wrote for the...
You guys can probably remember that. I can remember when I was a kid, there wasn't a recording of it anywhere that I could get. So the only chance you had to hear that was once a year when you saw that thing on, I think, CBS.
Right,
you know,
right.
So that was it. You had to find a Charlie Brown Christmas and sit in front of the television, and that was the only time you got it. So it was just magic for me. So I would sit and listen to it for 30 seconds and then sing it in my head and go back and try to play it. And so.
Wonderful.
Great fun.
Caitlin, thank you so much for your call. And Jane is on the line next. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hi.
Hi. What would you like to talk about?
Well, my favorite Christmas story is when I was young and my little brother was even younger. And, of course, we had a three weeks of Saturday Christmas program practices at our church.
Oh, yeah.
The minister was very hard of hearing, and every time my little brother would get up to give his little speech, he would say, "Joel, repeat it again and say it louder." And he would probably do that three times each time. The night of the Christmas program, my brother got up. He said his little speech in a very soft voice, and then he yelled, "And that's all the louder I'm going to say it."
Oh, that's wonderful. That is wonderful.
Yeah. And my song is one that was rejected by the Sunday school superintendent because she didn't know it and thought it was odd. And now it is probably one of the best loved Advent songs, "O Come, O Come, Emmanuel."
Oh, sure. It's a beautiful song.
It is beautiful. Absolutely. Let's go back to the phones. Jen is on the line next in Ankeny. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Hi. What's your story?
My story is about my daughter singing in Jordan Creek Mall the first year it opened.
Oh.
And we went shopping on Black Friday. It was actually midnight Thanksgiving. And they were having karaoke in the center, and she went and performed "O Holy Night," which is one of my favorites. And it seemed like the people in the surrounding area all stood still and listened to her sing, and the DJ that was handling the karaoke came out from behind the booth and bowed before her. Before her performance, because it was so awesome.
Oh, how wonderful is that? So, O Holy Night, right?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Beautiful. I just put my granddaughter to sleep to that one.
Oh,
wonderful. Jen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great holidays.
I will. Thank you.
You can call us at 866-780-9100. You can send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. And Vicky's on the line next. Hello, Vicky.
Yes?
Hi. What song would you like to talk about?
If It Doesn't Snow on Christmas, a favorite from Gene Autry. It was on the flip side of his record, Rudolph.
Oh.
And it's one of my favorites.
And what makes it special to you?
Well, when I was younger, it was one of my favorite songs, and then it was kind of forgotten. And then I was able to teach music at a parochial school in Lancaster, and I taught it for a Christmas program. The children loved it. Now my daughter is a teacher there, and she is teaching the song. So everyone knows Gene Autry's 1949 hit.
You know what? I'm going to have to think about that because I know it, but I can see the 45. I can see it in front of me, and I can hear Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You know, so I'll play the flip side of that in my head and see if we can get that in the next, like, 10 minutes.
All righty.
All right.
Thank you for the story.
Thank you so much.
I haven't thought of that song forever. This is going to show up on a program somewhere now. You can guarantee that.
Oh, great. 866-780-9100 is the number to call. You tell us a story, and musician Dan Knight will play your song. Tim is on the line from Green. Hi, Dean. Hi, Tim.
Hi.
Hi, what's your story?
Well, I'm a retired school band director, and one of the most favorite songs I enjoyed doing with groups and even when I was in bands was Sleigh Ride.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. Sure. Leroy Williams.
Leroy Anderson.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking John Williams, huh?
Tim, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And you can call and tell us your story at 866-780-9100. You can also send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. And boy, people are working on the very obscure songs today, Dan.
This is great.
So this is from Sophie. She says, I grew up in a mostly Danish Lutheran church in Cedar Falls. We have a tradition of dancing around the Christmas tree, singing carols, along with the requisite 12 Days of Christmas and Silent mm-hmm. Night. We sing a Danish song. And she put the pronunciation for me, so I'll do my best. She says, pronounced Nuharva Yule again, with the words translating to Christmas is here again and Christmas lasts till Easter. I'm not sure if Dan will know that Danish tune, so I request to honor the passing of Dave Brubeck anything he wishes to play in a jazzy style.
Oh, yeah. Dave was a friend of mine.
Was he?
Yeah, so... It was he would get a kick out of this whole process. This is the kind of thing he would love. So I don't know if this is the right Danish song, but this is a Danish Christmas song. So I know. So my Danish is not good. My Norwegian is kind of a little bit, but.
Thank you.
Isn't that beautiful?
That is beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful. Let's go back to the phones. Next up, Dave is on the line in Cedar Rapids. Hi, Dave.
Yeah, hi there.
Hi, what's your story?
Oh, my story's from quite a few years ago. I probably was only 2 years old, and it was on, you know, Christmas morning or maybe a day later. You know, being 2 years old, I don't have all the recollections, but I do vividly remember, you know, looking at the Christmas tree, you know, a natural tree, silvery all over because, you know, that was back in the years of the tinsel and things like that. It was lit up, presents everywhere, and I look under the tree, and there's a baby. You know, there's a live baby. And, you know, I just looked at that blink and thought, wow, that's interesting. So that was my little brother, first time I met him.
Underneath the Christmas tree?
Oh.
Underneath the Christmas tree. He's born on Christmas Day.
Wow.
You have special parents. Yes.
So, yeah, I don't know if any adult was around to see me out there in my you know, I do remember being in some sort of fuzzy little outfit with those little, you know, padded feet that kids would wear. But, you know, that's just staring there in awe. You know, it's like, what's this?
Well, I hope your little brother.
Remember, I'm a two-year-old.
Isn't that wild?
Wow. So is there a song that you associate with that, Dave? Or,
you know, just some snowy Christmas tune, you know, sort of thing.
Oh,
snowy. You know, because this was, you know, I was grew up in St. Paul, Minnesota. So, you know, 48 years ago, we used to have a lot more snow.
Oh, St. Paul. So you grew up
yeah.
with the real thing.
Right. So mountains of snow.
I'm up here and scratching down there, walking in my winter underwear. So you probably grew up watching, did you watch children's programming a whole lot in St. Paul?
Oh, there, I lost him for a second.
Off.
Did you, Dave?
Right. So
Dave,
I'll play.
Can you
so
answer
I'll
the
play.
Question? You can, so, you're on again now.
I'll play Walking in a Winter Wonderland.
Okay. Yeah,
who was the guy up there? There was somebody who was like incredibly famous, the children's program guy who did this song, and he came out talking about his winter underwear. It was the.
Wonderful. Dave, thanks so much for your call. That's such a great story. Oh, my goodness. I can't pull that off for my kids, for sure. Jim is on the line in Spencer now. Hi, Jim.
Yeah, hi. Back in my younger days, I did a lot of theater, and I was involved with the Omaha Community Playhouse. So Charles Jones there was the director, and he adapted a really great version of Christmas Carol. And the music director had put together a lot of really great songs from that time frame. And my task was I had the job of, we were called the bed bugs because the way that Scrooge moves from place to place is on this big four-poster bed. Mm. And we, two of us, were under the bed and moving with our knees and our backs and little glow dots on the floor.
Oh, wow. That's a great image.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Well, there were thousands of people that just loved the show, and every night we'd get to lay around under the bed on the floor and wait for the next cue. And I just remember hearing for the first time the Holly and the Ivy, and it just was a really great song. Thought
oh,
I'd,
wow.
Play that one for us.
Sure.
Jim, thanks.
You bet.
I think that's one of the most beautiful Christmas songs. You're listening to Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. My guest today is pianist and composer Dan Knight. You tell us a story, and Dan will play your song. He'll also be performing Saturday evening at the Coralville Center for the Performing Arts, A Dan Knight Christmas. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. We're celebrating the music of the holiday season today. Pianist and composer Dan Knight is here with me, and the way this works is you tell us a story, and Dan will play your song. Tell us a story about a song, and Dan will play that
yes.
song. You can give us a call at 866-780-9100. You can also send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. And this is from Josh in Wayland. He says, whenever I hear this song, I'm always brought back to our Christmas tradition of watching National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I would love to hear Mele Kalikimaki.
That was worth doing this show just to
just
hear
to
you
hear me
say
try
that.
To say that.
Oh, now that puts me in the spirit now.
Every time I hear that song, I think, really? Is that really the way to say Merry Christmas in Hawaii? But I can't solve that riddle today. This is from Deb. She says, I was a sixth grade Girl Scout and discovered the song Deck the Halls. It brought out the princess and history lover in me. Loved belting out this carol with my troop in 1968.
Oh, how cool is that? It's a...
That's my daughter's favorite, too. Maybe that's why. Maybe she's both a princess and a history
cool.
lover.
Well, could be.
I haven't thought about it that way.
Well, she's born from a princess, so she has to be a princess. We know that already. So.
You can give us a call at 866-780-9100. We've got a couple of lines open for you right now. 866-780-9100. This is from Judy, who posted on our Facebook page. She says, I've loved this song ever since I first heard the local choral group, the choir, first sing it for a holiday concert a few years ago. It must have been the mistletoe. Do you know that
Ooh.
One?
It must have been. Man, this is wild. This is like the... I have to think about that one, too, because I know I've heard this group sing it. I know I have. I probably was at the same concert.
People are working overtime to come up with the obscure holiday
I'm going to have to make a list
today.
Of this, because these would all make great songs for a CD. So... Yeah.
The holiday songs you've never heard.
Exactly.
Right? here's another, just a beautiful, beautiful story. I don't know this song. Maybe this is one that you've heard before. This is from Andy. She says, I would like to hear the song, Oh, How the Rose Ever Blooming.
Oh, sure.
My mother died at Christmas time, and I was coming home from the funeral when I heard this song, and it just seemed to ease my soul. It made me think of my mother's passing as beautiful but haunting. That is so beautiful. And Andy, thank you so much for sharing that story. Here's another email. This is from Mary in Sumner, she says, when I was a sophomore in high school in 1943, our Christmas holiday program was the second week of December. My two older brothers were home from leave from the Army. They had to leave the day of the concert. Wow. One of the songs we sang that night was When the Lights Go On Again All Over the World. Needless to say, I sang through tears.
Boy, that's one. See, that's another one, When the Lights Go On Again.
And that's... What a great story, Mary. What a beautiful song, too. I hope your brothers came home again, safe and sound, too. Let's go back to the phones at 866-780-9100. Lucy is on the line. Hi, Lucy.
Hello.
Hi, what's your story?
We would like to hear the song Count Your Blessings. First heard it from the movie White Christmas, and I notice on different CDs now.
Oh, sure.
That they're playing it. Different ones are playing that now.
Oh yeah, isn't that a great song? When I'm worried and I can't sleep.
So nice.
Yeah.
I count my blessings instead of sheep.
Yeah.
What a beautiful thing.
Lucy, thank you so much.
Yeah, if he's got time, we'd like to hear the Hallelujah Chorus from the Messiah, too, if he's got that.
Abridged for time.
Right, right. Paul is on the line next from Fairfield. Hi, Paul.
Hey there.
Hi, what's your story?
Well, I was a second violin in 1966, only because there was no third violin. And my mother's favorite song was Summer Boy. About 35 years later, I was determined to play it for her on the violin, took lessons along with the 12-year-olds again. And despite the snickering of my brother-in-law, who considers me a tennis player and not a violinist, I bravely got up and played Little Drummer Boy for her at Christmas and succeeded in finishing to mild applause.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
To mild applause.
Well, there was only six people in the room, and the rest had their jaw on the ground.
Well,
I didn't know you could do that.
I've had a lot of those kind of nights. Tell me about it. Yes, I have.
Thank you. Paul. Thank you so much for calling. And Sally's on the line next from Humboldt. Hi, Sally.
Hi.
Hi, what's your story?
My story, my daughter, who's now 51, when she was 1 year old, I would rock her to sleep every afternoon for her nap, and I used to sing to her. She didn't talk very much, and one time I just quit singing, and she said, "Sing." And I said, "What did you say?" Because I was so stunned. Didn't know she knew that word or anything. "Sing." So I used to sing "Away in a Manger" to her.
Oh, well, I'll play both versions.
Thank you.
Sally, thank you so much for your call. And we have some wonderful emails here, too. This is from Kyle in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Kyle says, "Each of the 6 Christmas holidays I've been away, whether Kosovo, Afghanistan, or Iraq, I would always listen to I'll Be Home for Christmas. Each time I hear that beautiful song, I am home with friends and family."
Wow.
Beautiful. We'll go back to the phones. And actually, Nancy was also calling to ask for I'll Be Home for Christmas. But Nancy, tell us your story.
I am from Chile, South America. And it took me many, many years to not to cry when I listen to the song. But I still like shivers all over my body every time I listen to the song.
So it takes you home to Chile every time you hear it?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Nancy, thank you so much.
Oh, it's beautiful. Have a great holidays.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Now, someone's got another obscure one for you, Dan. Jeff's on the line in Iowa City. What's your story, Jeff?
Howdy. I'd just like to remind people there's a lot of people don't get much of a Christmas to celebrate, and I'd like to request John Prine's Christmas in Prison.
Whoa. Hey. I have to, you know what? That's one I actually don't know. I don't know if I've heard it.
It's one of his greatest hits.
I have to learn it. I'll put it on the list.
All right. Thanks a lot for your call, Jeff. And next we'll go to Lou in West Branch. Hi, Lou.
Hi. My music mentor, who happened to be Mary Martin's accompanist when she tried out for Cole Porter to be on Broadway.
Oh, cool.
She was, one of her close friends was the composer Ralph Blaine.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote the song, "Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas."
Right.
And Ralph and Van Johnson used to hang out in my music mentor's apartment in Manhattan. And she accompanied him many times when he sang that song. And she said, no one could sing that song better than Ralph.
Wow, I believe it. I believe it. Isn't that just a one? This is a song that gets me every time I hear it.
Such a great song. And so many just amazing versions of that song.
Oh, there are.
I mean,
yeah.
Judy Garland, of course, but Rosemary Clooney, and so many people have done it so very well.
Exactly. There's so much heart there. It's
so
just
much.
An amazing song.
All right. Let's try one more call. Bob's on the line in Waterloo. Hi, Bob.
Hi. How are you?
Good. What's your story?
I had an Uncle Clarence in Oshin, Iowa, who died near Christmas time a few years ago. He married a beautiful German lady. She's still living. But at his funeral, I don't know if it was a German tradition or what, but they played Silent Night at his funeral, and it was the best song ever, I thought.
Oh, how cool.
Oh, Bob, thanks so much. And we're just going to play out with Silent Night today. We've been celebrating the holiday season with pianist and composer Dan Knight. And Dan will be performing Saturday evening at the Coralville Center for the Performing Arts, a Dan Knight Christmas Saturday at 7:30. And thank you so much, Dan.
Thank you, Charity. This is always the most fun I have all year long.
Been listening to Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. We want to thank our friends at West Music for helping us out with the program today.